So the Hebrew word sha'an or shagan, depending on how the jots and tittles are used in the particular passage, shagan had the idea of leaning. And we had this, we were just about to go through this particular passage last time that I was up here. And it is Ezekiel 29, verses 6 through 7. And it reads, "You have been a staff of reed for the people of Israel. When they grasped you with their hands, you were splintered, and you tore open their shoulders when they leaned on you. You broke, and their backs were wrenched." And this was speaking of specifically the Pharaoh of Egypt, because they had been leaning on, instead of God, they were leaning on Egypt, because Egypt was this powerful nation. And so they were deriving their support from something other than the Lord. And anytime we lean on something other than the Lord, it will not end well for us. And so here we see that the staff was of reed, and reeds, that's a fibrous, it's not like a hardwood like oak or mahogany or something. It'd be like making a crutch out of bamboo or something, that or something balsa wood, we'll say. If you were to lean on that, it put your weight on it, it would just crumble beneath you. But in this case, it would actually, this is something that splinters into these fibrous spikes that impale their hand. And when it shatters as they lean their shoulder on it, it tears their shoulder open. And they put all their weight on it, and it breaks, and they wrench their back out of whack. But instead of leaning on other people or even other believers as our support, especially the world system or the systems of the world, the programs and whatnot, our sha'an, our support is to be the Lord our God. In Job 8, 14 and 15, we have Bildad, one of Job's critical friends. He was speaking about the reliance of people on things other than the Lord. He's using a spider's web as an analogy. And he says, "What they trust in is fragile. What they rely on is a spider's web. They lean on," that's the sha'an word, "they lean on the web, but it gives way. They cling to it, but it does not hold." So what he's saying here is that anyone who trusts on anything other than God, anything or anyone, it's like leaning on this, one of the weakest materials known to man, is just a little spindly spider's web. It's super frail, and it will give way. You can't lean on a web. You have to lean on the solid rock of God. What's funny is you see that they don't just lean on it and realize it doesn't give them any support, but then as it breaks free, they still cling to it, as so many of us do within our own lives. We don't let go of the things that do not provide us support, not truly, deeply in our spirit and souls. We cling to these things of the world, these you know, maybe relationships that are improper, or, you know, feelings that we hold tight to that we should be letting go of and pouring ourselves or leaning ourselves into the Lord instead. And so many of us, they trust in something else other than God. They lean on things other than God, like friends, our families, our neighbors, jobs, government. And after all of those things have let them down over and over and over, what do people do? They still won't let them go. They still cling to them as if it's going to help them. And then Job, he said the same thing of the mighty and powerful, or the rich and their wealth, in Job 24, 23 and 24. He says, "But God drags away the mighty by his power. Though they have become established, they have no assurance of life. He may let them rest in a feeling of security, let them lean on their wealth or power," that's that sha'an word, "which makes them feel secure, but his eyes are on their ways." So his eyes being on their ways, he sees all, the end from the beginning, the insides and the out, and he knows their hearts and where they're deriving their security. And because of that, they're deposed from power, they lose their wealth, or they die. Now we have Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." I'll zoom that in a little bit for everybody. So trust in the Lord. Batak, that was the, oh man, it's been quite a few classes ago that we were on that word, and it slips my mind exactly which emphasis that one had. But trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not. That is the sha'an word, where it's not to lean on our own understanding, our own reasoning, our own, you know, thoughts and plans, yeah. "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." And that word acknowledge, that's the Hebrew word yada. And this is to know, to perceive, to be acquainted with or familiar with something because we've studied it out or experienced it ourselves before. It's the idea of actually recognizing God in the midst of the things that we're planning or doing. So this acknowledging of God, in the NIV it says submit to him, says in all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. But I looked the Hebrew word yada up and it had no, there was no emphasis anywhere about submission. It was about this idea of being acquainted with and recognizing God in the things that we do. And in that sense, giving Him the emphasis of our plans. This particular passage here, that trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, He will make your path straight. It is human. It's very common for all of us as people to want to lean on what we understand in our lives. We're actually trained from the time that we are children, from school all the way up, that knowledge is power, right? And we're, you know, everything through academia is designed to really brainwash us into this idea that learning, knowledge, facts, statistics, science itself is the most important thing for understanding the world. They've taken God completely out of the equation. They've actually set up science and knowledge to be, in essence, a God of its own. And now they're trying to create their own God with science, with the whole AI revolution. So they've set up knowledge as this pinnacle, you know, king or queen that everyone serves. And we're supposed to all strive for this knowledge. And one's ability to think, to reason, to understand, to gain facts and to correlate them, that idea would enable all of us to solve every problem that we might encounter in our lives. And so, as we grow up in this world, even though we're believers, we're indoctrinated into that same concept. And so the believer goes out into the world with all of his knowledge and understanding to do the very same thing, to solve our own problems in our lives. We lean on our own understanding of things. We're just doing what we've been trained to do since childhood. But God tells us not to lean on our own understanding, not to trust in our own thoughts and reasoning, but to trust in Him with all of our hearts. And obviously, we're going to have to adjust to facing life from another perspective, to living life and solving problems not by our own intellectual abilities, but by faith in the Lord. The prophet Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 31:1, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on, lean on, that Sha'an word, on horses, who trust in the multitude of chariots and in great strength of their horsemen, but do not look to the one, to the Holy One of Israel, or seek help from Yahweh. So this is a picture of the fact that Israel was, you know, again, trying to derive their security from another source. And the idea of this passage kind of speaks to like a military idea of standard infantrymen. You know, as we call them in the Marines, a grunt or a ground pounder. One of the things that struck terror into the standard infantryman's heart would be, in this case, in their days, a horde of chariots storming towards them. They've got little shields and they've got their spears or their swords, but when you have these massive chariots with these massive horses, and they've got their spears and lances all trained on you, they're just going to mow you down. It's would be similar to infantrymen of today, and you know, we got our rifles and our flak jackets and stuff, but then, you know, you see a whole, you know, unit of tanks rolling over the hills towards you. Well, you're going to want to have as many tanks, as many, you know, howitzers and artillery as you could possibly have to repel the attacking force. And so that's what Israel was doing here. They were relying on Egypt as their reinforcement instead of relying on God. And Egypt did. They had tons of chariots and horses and men, and Israel was turning to them for help instead of the Lord. They were relying on Sha'an, them, instead of him. Now, it takes a great deal of faith in a predicament where we see, you know, the impending doom in our hearts and minds of, you know, some test or trial or tribulation that we're facing. In such a predicament, it's hard to trust God to help you, to believe that he has the power and the desire to fight the battle for us, or even give us the victory. Rationalism creeps in, and fear. And we say we need all the help that we can get, right? Even if you had to compromise your principles and make alliances with the ungodly to do it. But Yahweh says, do not do that. Instead, trust me and I will do it. Again, Sha'an means to lean on or rely on something for support. One may be tired and need rest, injured and need support. One may be looking to something for guidance, comfort, or encouragement, or any number of things. One does this when he thinks that that object or that person has the strength, the reliability, or whatever it is that we're looking for to help. And he may turn to this or that person and lean on it for help in financial matters, concerning our families, decisions in life, for guidance, military decisions, national matters, food, clothing, shelter, protection. And one may lean on the teaching of non-biblical sources, upon the advice of friends or family members, upon the advice of the unsaved or non-doctrinal people, upon our own emotions or our own thinking and understanding, upon other governments, upon our own governments or the programs that they have. But all of this is the wrong thing to put our trust in, to lean our support on, or to lean on for support, to depend on. The only thing that we as believers are to be deriving our support from is the Lord Jesus Christ, God our Father. All teaching of Scripture has made that the emphasis. Now, the next Hebrew word that we're going to be going over is the Hebrew word pana. This thing does not want to cooperate. Hebrew word P-A-N-A-H. Pana. And this word has the idea of to turn. It meant to turn to look toward something, to turn oneself to follow after something, to turn to go to another place. And the idea of turning always has really three concepts involved. There's always a from, a to, and a for, or the reason for turning. So when we turn, if we're facing one direction, there's always something that, if we're going to turn to something else, we have to turn away from the other thing. And there's always an emphasis of one of these two concepts in each of the instances that this word is used. It's either a from or a to, and then the other is always implied. So you can turn yourself away from someone to look towards another direction, to turn to look at someone and follow him, to turn one's face in a direction in order to follow that direction or go in it. And when used of space and direction, it meant to go towards something. When used of persons, it meant to go to someone. And it's used of the believer's relationship with the Lord in their day-to-day living on earth. The believer who looks to, turns to Yahweh, trusts him, depends on him, seeks to please him, obey him, to do God's will, to worship God. The believer who does not look to him or turn to him has instead, if he's not turning to him, then he's turning from him. And from his ways. He's turned from the Word of God, from God's plan for his life. Turned away from faith, from all the things connected with God and his Word. And Moses warned against this. Deuteronomy 29:18. It reads, "Make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from Yahweh, our God, to go and worship the gods of other nations. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison." And we'll break here for a few minutes. And we'll pick back up after about a 10 or 15 minute break and get on with the rest of the study. Go ahead and bow for prayer. We thank you, Father, for bringing us together around your word. And we pray that you would just bless us with understanding and motivate and encourage us to living by faith through the things we study. We thank you and we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.